is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Play, score, bet, yet, Jack Wagons, Brad Big Noise episode, joined by the good stuff, Nathaniel Lundy. It is indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday. Fill up the cup, bartender, make it a three-finger pour right now edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And, of course, we already have tickets in hand. It's time to hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Thursday Night Football action. We got the Buffalo Bills traveling to South Beach to take on the Miami Dolphins. But Lundy, you are white freaking hot on the diamond right now. You cannot resist the rawhide action.
Yep.
So you're going to that well, which is totally understandable.
Yeah, you got to be able to do it right now. Eight games on the schedule today, which is never my favorite. When you start to shrink that window, you start focusing pretty heavy on some of the players. You don't get as many to be able to choose from. But yeah, if you're following the baseball spreadsheet this week, up nearly 12 units so far.
Beautiful.
For Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now rolling into Thursday. So yeah, we're averaging about 4 units a day. Right now, we are absolutely picking on the Rockies. I doubt any of you are going to consume this podcast quite early enough because it is a 1 o'clock Eastern time first pitch between the Rocks and the Tigers. But I will tell you in that one in particular, just load up on Kerry Carpenter. That's all I have to say in that one. I've already got a couple of tickets in hand for him, including for him to hit a round tripper. But let's look later today. Let's go to Boston and New York. Between these two, yes, that's right. We're getting the Red Sox and Yankees rammed down our throats yet again. But a guy that has a tremendous success, Rob Refsnyder of your Boston Red Sox, he's got a .500 lifetime average against Nestor Cortez. He's 8-for-16. 5 of those are singles. You throw 3 doubles in there as well. So I'm going to take him for the total base prop. I think he can get an extra base one out of this one. If you'd rather play this for him to get a single, you can do that one. You can put some of these together. You could also decide to tempt fate. Have you seen? Aaron Judge has tied his longest home run drought in his career.
Oh,
it has now been 15 games.
Overdue!
Since he has gone yard, and I can tell you right now over at DraftKings for the Judge to all rise is plus 260.
Wow.
If you think he's finally going to break that streak. But I'm actually going to go over to Boston side of things. Plus 130 at DraftKings for Refsnyder to get me a couple of total bags. I'm also utilizing Refsnyder in a same game parlay. I'll put that one up for you on the spreadsheet as soon as Brad and I wrap things up. But yeah, baseball been very, very good to me. And with that in mind, I'm going to continue to play it. I will have some football plays for you in bonus time.
Yeah, just take Shohei Ohtani as well, either for a home run prop, stolen base prop. He's approaching 50-50. He achieved both the feats last night against the Cubs in a shootout affair at Chavez Ravine. 10-8 was the final. I turned the game off after Billy Bomb was dropped at 7-6. And I woke up, I'm like, yeah, the Cubs aren't going to come back, but they at least made it interesting after Jordan Wicks gave up, I think, 10,000 home runs in the first inning. All right, I am done betting baseball. You guys all know that. I've turned my attention in the NFL gridiron, and we got the Thursday night football game on hand, and I saw this bet available at BetMGM. I love these markets. Josh Allen, I believe, is going to have more pass yards tonight than Tua Tagovailoa. If you are buying what I am selling, it is plus 125. Yeah, work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. Josh Allen went off in a pair of games against Miami last season. In fact, he went for 320 yards and 359 yards in those matchups. I know they got Jalen Ramsey and Kendall Fuller, a dynamic coverage duo, only gave up a combined 46.5 passer rating to their week one assignments. But Kadir Kohu out of the slot is extremely vulnerable, which will play into another player prop a little bit later on in the program. I think Allen is going to uncork in this game. He typically does down there on South Beach in Miami, despite the stellar play of Ramsey and Fuller in week number one, finished number 24 in pass EPA defense. On top of that, Allen, 10.1 pass yards per attempt in week number one, had the 7th highest deep ball completion percentage for 232 yards in total. I think at a minimum here, you're looking at like, I don't know, 275, 280. I think that will best Tua Tagovailoa slightly. And if Miami gets the lead, and that's entirely, you know, conceivable considering they're 2.5-point favorites in this game, that ketchup factor could play perfectly into this prop as well. So Josh Allen, more pass yards than Tua, plus 125 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Hi, Numero Cinco here on the countdown, all Thursday night football all the time on this SGP. Come with me if you are buying what I am selling. And a guy who's got a smash on the ground like Shannon Sharp on the, I'll let you fill in the blank there. let's go with Josh Allen, anytime touchdown. And Josh Allen, 25 or more rush yards. Yeah, let's correlate. Synergize and bring it all together. I cannot believe I got this when I posted it yesterday at BetMGM at a plus 160 juice. But I'm going to maybe even double down on this if the juice is in a similar vicinity available there again at BetMGM. You look at Josh Allen, he scored one touchdown on the ground in two games against Miami a season ago. But look what he did in week one. That is his MO. That is what he's going to do all season long. 9 carries. 32 yards against the Arizona Cardinals, or 39 yards, I should say, against the Arizona Cardinals. 5 red zone rush attempts, and he splashed 6, not once, but twice. If they are knocking the door across the chalk, you know, inside the 10-yard line, Allen's got to drop back. He's got to read. He's got to recognize. He's got to tuck, and he's got to run. I know he's got the ding hand, but, you know, that's not going to slow him down at all. He's a big body dude. He always falls forward, appreciable yards after contact. And you look at Miami as well, number 27 in rush EPA defense in week numero uno. You look at Betalytics, they're giving Josh Allen a 49.57% chance, so sizable odds of splashing 6. I say he does it. I say he runs for at least 25 as well. So to recap, number 5 of the Fade Five countdown today, SGP style, Josh Allen, anytime TD, Josh Allen, 25 or more rush yards, a cool plus 160 at BetMGM. Lundy, here to follow.
Okay. Everything on the surface tells me to like this one, and I do like the payday. I do like the payday at 160. Here's what I will say, though. With him having the bum wing, the bum hand over on his non-throwing, it makes me wonder how many designed runs versus him scrambling. I don't think he's going to rush for as much as you think. Now, bringing this all the way down to 25 makes me a little bit more comfortable. I will tell you that. But it does make me wonder how much they are going to, like I said, designed run. Very different from the Winter Soldier deciding that he wants to just run on his own, right. which is a very different thing. And I think it's very instinctual for Josh Allen. And therefore, I think he may do it despite the fact that he's dealing with that bum hand. So I like this one because of where the payday is. I do think that he manages to splash the 6 for himself. I get a little bit worried, though, about that rushing total.
Josh Allen, run with the wind and find your ass in the end zone so we can cash in.
Number 4.
Numero Cuatro here on the Fade 5 countdown. All Thursday night football again. Let's go to the alt market. And a guy I think is going to have a bounce back week 2 after the dud he laid in the box score in week numero uno. And that is Dalton Kincaid. I think he's going to cash on 50 or more receiving yards in that alt market at DraftKings. A cool plus 115. Here's the reason why I like it. Yeah, he only had the 2 targets. Yeah, he only had the 1 catch for 11 yards. Last week against the Arizona Cardinals, a surprising amount of suckage for Dalton Kincaid, a guy that was easily a top 3 tight end selection in fantasy football leagues, but he still played on 83.3% of the team snaps, ran oodles of routes in that game, 16 out of the slot. Why is that important? Well, primarily he's the slot receiver, which means he's going to get a lot of Kader Kohu in coverage, who last week gave up on 6 targets, 4 catches, 67 yards, and a 104.2 passer rating. You might say, sample size, Evans. Yeah, it's only 1 game, but he was rancid last year in coverage in the slot as well. So this is just more of the story that's continued the last couple of seasons. In fact, Kohu was so bad in week number 1. According to Pro Football Focus, Lundy, he was number 101 out of 102 corners in coverage grade. So a feeling great to say the least. I think Kincaid storms back with a vengeance, baby. I like him on 4 or 5 receptions. I know the line is 4.5 receptions. I'm not touching that. But I do love the alternative market on receiving yards, and that being 50-plus yards at a plus 115 juice. And I grabbed this at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
I like this one. I think they try to find him. You'll see Dalton Kincaid pop up again here in bonus time. Yes, I know fantasy owners are scratching their heads, trying to figure out exactly what to expect. The same way they were last week on with the let's see, the disappearing act of Mark Andrews,
right?
Which was basically fantasy owners putting his face on a milk carton. For those of you that are of a certain age, so I think Kincaid bounces back. I think if you're going to see some yardage out of Josh Allen through the air, I think Kincaid is one of the guys that's going to benefit the most as they try to swing that pendulum back and get him back involved in the offense.
Make me some dollars, please. Dalton Kincaid.
Number 3.
New merch race here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Another plus money wager. Hells to the yes. You know I love getting seduced by that juice. And this prop immediately grabbed my attention when it posted at BetMGM earlier this week. And that is Jalen Waddle, who I don't believe has got a whole lot of wiggle away from his defender. So give me the under. Yeah, living the land down under on receptions. That number sitting at 4.5 at a plus 110 juice there at BetMGM. I think, yarr, shiver me timbers, Lundy. Captain Hook is going to come into play. I think it's going to be 4 right on the nose. Now, Betalytics, their advanced metrics disagree with me. They are projecting 5.01 catches for Waddle, who was dinged briefly last week, but came back into the game and had a monster performance. In the opener, 5 receptions for 109 yards against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Buffalo, number 2 after week 1 and pass EPA defense, and he's going to get a ton of Rasul Douglas in coverage. Only gets 79.2 passer rating in week 1. He was outstanding in coverage a season ago. And Waddle only faced Buffalo in 1 game last year. In that game, 4 receptions exactly. I think he's going to replicate that effort tonight. So gut feeling here, Jalen Waddle under 4.5 catches plus 110 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Fade him on this one, folks. He's off on his total. He thinks he's going to have Captain Hook work in his favor. And instead, I say the TikTok croc is already counting the time, and Brad's going to pay for this one. I think Waddle gets up to 5 catches. I think you are off in this one. I think it's the reason why you're getting seduced by the plus odds. I tell you right now, ignore those plus odds and fade Mr. Evans on this one.
Oh, Jalen Waddle, please, channel your inner suck monster and make sure you don't catch 4.5 passes. But Lundy's probably right on this one. You know where else you could catch Lundy, where he's always are all the time? Right now on the diamond. I had a hell of a week 1 in the NFL, and player prop picks over 11 units won, which means fade the living daylights out of me. Week 2, probably going to be a negative return for me, but you can get all of our action right now at thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free, you jackals. Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, a shout out to you boys. The maiden voyage of the Fade 5 College edition of the podcast they posted yesterday. So if you want some action on the junior gridiron, make sure you listen to that. It's posted right now, the Gaming Juice, all of their preview content for week 3 of the college football slate is posted right now as well. EIC Joe Lago's kicking ass. You don't pay a dime. It's a beautifully designed site by Boom Press. So make sure you ask your questions there in our free form to me. I go in there sporadically and answer them. Fantasy football, sports betting was on your mind. Just go there right now to thegamingjuice.com. Again, it's absolutely free. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's look at Tyreek the Freak Hill, who I think is going to make Brewster's Millions in a lawsuit to Miami-Dade police here in short order. If you've been following that story, due to the pregame arrest last week, and of course he went absolutely ham. Slight bit of motivation a week ago, and shout out to my former colleague at Yahoo Sports, Melanie Collins, an absolutely killer interview with him after the game. She absolutely nailed it. What Tyreek is not going to nail tonight is the over. I am playing the under. Yes, living in the land down under with the freak, the cheetah, on receiving yards, 97.5 at a -125 juice there at BetMGM. Lundy, looking at Tyreek Hill's success rate historically against the Buffalo Bills, it ain't great. In five career games, he's only averaging 52.8 yards per game and 9.8 yards per reception. Now, he's going to see a lot of Christian Benford in coverage in week one. He did a bang-up job overall in coverage against the Arizona Cardinals. Benford in his career, 12.1 yards per catch allowed, 84.7 passer rating as well. Maybe a little bit of Rasul Douglas, and I already, you know, stated all his stats, why I'm down on Waddle. It doesn't matter who lines up against him. I think this remade, reworked defensive backfield of Buffalo is going to be much better than advertised. I know Tyreek had 84 yards after the catch. You know, that's his modus operandi. He did that in week one. He was number three among all wide receivers in yards per route run at 4.33, top five in total air yards. But 97.5 receiving yards? I mean, he could still have a killer game. It could still be like 6-7 catches for 90 yards, but the under still cashes. Numero dos on the Fade 5 countdown today, and I might get burned on this. Tyreek Hill, under 97.5 receiving yards, -125 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Yeah, I know you could get burned on it. You could get handcuffed yourself, but I'm actually with you. I'm with you on this one. This number's come down. I think it opened at 99. Yeah. And it's come down because there's enough people that are playing the under here on Tyreek. Remember, you know, Brad talked about the average, you know, yards per catch, things like that, that he's managed against Buffalo. A lot of times when he's eclipsing the century mark, folks, it's because he's rattling off one of those 60 yard touchdowns. And that's how he's getting over that. If Buffalo keeps him contained, doesn't allow him to get the yak, he'll stay underneath this number. And so I think you got to follow the trend with this one. There's trends with a lot of the guys, because again, being divisional foes here on Thursday night, they've played each other a lot. And so we've got a lot of juice that we can play with and a lot of stats we can play with. And one of them is that Tyreek just doesn't do this against Buffalo.
Tyreek, don't get too freaky, my man. Go under on your receiving yards, por favor.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Fade 5 Thursday Night Football edition of the Countdown. Oh, let's go with the Bobby Flay of running backs, James Cook. I'm going to take the over on 2.5 receptions. And the juices come down on this. Lenny, I forgot to cite what book I grabbed this at, but it was either DraftKings or BetMGM. It's still -110. What's interesting on the over on 2.5 catches with Cook, about 40 hours ago, it was -135 at DraftKings and -140 at BetMGM. So it's come cascading down to a more buyable juice, and I'm loving that. So here's the reason why I'm big on James Cook and why it's my number one play. Look at my friends at Betalytics, 2.74. Is there projection in this category for the Buffalo Bills starting running back? Again, the outstanding coverage duo of Kendall Fuller and Jalen Ramsey working the outside. Those guys combined, 46.5 pass rating allowed in week one. I think it's got to free up the middle. That's great news for Dalton Kincaid, and that's great news as well for James Cook, who really displayed a variable route tree in week number one against Arizona, ran 12 total routes, had a 13% target share, and went three catches for 32 yards. Caught all three targets, as a matter of fact. A couple of them were easy. Another one was a longer cross route, post route, if you will, over the middle of the field. If Buffalo gets from behind, they got to play a little bit of catch up. That's a possibility, which means dump offs to James Cook. He may hit this like midway through the third quarter. My number one play on Thursday Night Football, James Cook. Over 2.5 catches, -110, whether DraftKings or BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow?
Here's what I can tell you. You got to get over to FanDuel if you want this one right now. It's at a -108. Everybody else has jumped to between -120 and 130.
Wow.
So okay. If you want it, go get it now at FanDuel at -108. Everybody else is already at a $120 or higher. So you gotta jump on this one pretty quickly if you want to be able to do it. We'll talk about James Cook coming up in a second. As soon as I give you some of my bonus time stuff, you'll see why I'm with Brad on this one. Follow him and roll with Mr. Cook.
Oh, and that's a little tease in the business. Let's go to bonus time. Lundy Weathers Thursday Night Football. Maybe it's the W by chance. I doubt it. But surely you're going to have more Major League Baseball picks.
Why do you keep trying to make me bet on the dub?
Because the dub is fun to bet on. At least it was earlier in the summer when I had nothing else to bet on.
Yeah, whatever. You keep rolling with that one. Folks, to be honest with you here on the pod, I mentioned Kerry Carpenter. A lot of the plays that I like are early today, and so you're probably not going to get it in terms of the opportunity to make some of these bets after you consume this pod. So I'm going to save you some of the baseball stuff. I will post it up on the spreadsheet because we are having quite a roll. I will say this. I think Sonny Gray is going to get rocked tonight in the contest between the Reds and the Cardinals.
Where is that game? Is it on the road?
It's in St. Louis.
Oh, well, he's been a hell of a lot better at home. He's really struggled after the All-Star break.
Yeah, I think St. Louis is going to get to him from a hits standpoint. And I think the over-under, when I looked prior to jumping on the pod here, I think the hits allowed for him was 5.5. I would play the over in that one. And in fact, one of the guys that I would look at, if you're trying to, or actually that's an afternoon game. I totally forgot. It's actually in this afternoon. It's not this evening. But if you do consume this like you can with Kerry Carpenter, you know who's got an absolutely spectacular history against Sonny Gray? Ellie De La Cruz, who is batting 4-for-6. I know it's not a deep one, but it's 4-for-6, folks, with 2 doubles, a triple, and a home run.
Wow.
He doesn't even have a single against Sonny. Everything that he has ever done against Sonny Gray is extra bases. So be looking for EDLC to have some fun here. Let's go to Thursday Night Football with a few of them. All right. You talked about Dalton Kincaid. If you're playing the anytime touchdown game, I'm all about Kincaid at +200 tonight. I like him to be able to splash 6. Best odds in the biz right now are sitting over at Caesars. I want to say one of the other books also has him at +200.
Let me cut in. It's actually a BetMGM +225. This morning.
Yeah, jump it while you can, folks. I really like that one a lot. Brad, do you know how many times Josh Allen has played the Miami Dolphins in his career?
I'm going to say 8.
It is 12.
Oh, wow.
He has played the Miami Dolphins 12 times in his career. Do you know how many times of those 12 he has had at least 2 passing touchdowns?
I'm going to say 10.
All of them.
Wow. Okay.
So play the over on the passing touchdowns, folks, at 1.5. The best odds that I saw earlier today, if you have Bet Rivers, you can get it at like -102, the closest thing to even money that you're going to see. Everything else is hovering around that standard line of -110, -115, right in there for the player props. Every game he has played in his career against Miami, and there are a dozen of them, he has at least 2 passing touchdowns. And as a matter of fact, here's some other fun stats for you. You've heard this talked about. It'll get talked about on the broadcast tonight on Amazon if you have not already heard it. His record on Thursday Night Football is a perfect 6-0. His passer rating on Thursday Night Football is a 107.5. He has averaged 264.7 through the air on Thursday Night Football. And his touchdown to interception ratio is 14-6. Just throwing all of that together in terms of the early week. I know sometimes people harp on it about the lack of preparation. Apparently, it really doesn't bother Josh Allen all that much. I know you like Josh Allen to have more passing yards than Tua. I'm a little bit nervous about that one, but I did put this same game parlay together for you. I actually think points are going to be slightly at a premium in this game. I jumped on the under early this week when it was at 51.5. It's dropped down to 50, but here's an SGP for me. Give me the under on Josh Allen passing yards at 276.5. Give me the under on Tua's passing yards at 299.5. And give me the game total under 56.5. You put all of that together, it's minus odds, but I still like it at DraftKings at a -105. I will happily take that one all diggity day long. You like Dalton Kincaid in terms of the yards. I like him for a touchdown, which means obviously that we should also like him for his receptions prop. And I do think that Josh Allen will be looking his way. I believe it's at 4.5. Take the over on that one as well. And if you want a long shot on a touchdown prop, because At least in week one, and some of the books are still doing it, they're giving you that no sweat touchdown bet, which, by the way, nailed with Lazard on Monday night. Holy cow, was I happy with that one, because that was a plus 700.
Woo! We're the belt.
So remember, when you've got these no sweats, don't use it on freaking Josh Allen or something stupid. Have fun, people. At least that's what I like to do. So if you are looking for somebody fun, give me Mr. Berrios at a plus 500 for an anytime touchdown. I just feel like if I'm taking something that's a no sweat, that I'm going to turn around and get a free bet back if it doesn't hit. I like to be able to push the odds a little bit higher. So I've got a standard unit bet on Dalton Kincaid, and I'm using that no sweat option on Mr. Berrios. More to be posted later. Oh, Brad, you want to know what I was about to forget. Holy crap. I should have put a sticky note on my forehead so that I would not forget this one. Tonight in college football, if you want to go total degen with me on this one, folks, my favorite football bet for tonight. Forget anything that's going to go on in South Beach. Between the Demons and the Jaguars, that is right, I am going South Alabama and Northwestern State. Folks, while I was sitting at my computer this morning preparing to talk to the Balded Wonder, I watched this line move. I took the over at 60.5, and I'm sitting here on my computer. I'm literally doing this. And I'm drinking my coffee, and I watched it go to 61 and then to 62.
Wow.
I still like the over in this one. These are two of the worst defenses on the freaking planet. Okay. They are awful between these two. And you add to that the fact that South Alabama's quarterback is a kid by the name of Gio Lopez, who in week one had four total touchdowns and 464 through the air. Okay. Take the over in this game and join me in being a degen and playing a game between two teams. Like I said, it's the Jaguars and the Demons, which I just think is fun. Northwestern State, by the way, is not in Oregon or Washington or Idaho. It is, in fact, in Louisiana, folks. Believe it or not. So I almost forgot that one, but that is one of my favorite plays tonight because they might score 80.
I'm probably going to play that in the alt market. I'll take it down to 55.5 and then jack the total way up in Buffalo and Miami and slam the under on that. Put those hands together. Let's get a plus money, Lundy. I'm in. I know nothing about South Alabama and Northwestern State. But I am rather devilish, so having a demons.
All right. As always, I yield the floor to the fine, handsome, even though he's bald, gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, and even though I retired from baseball this year, and Lundy hates that, let's go to the team. Huevos parlay play of the day here. And bonus time, SGP style Thursday Night Football. Hey, there's that under on the all total, 61 in Bills and Fins. Give me Buffalo plus 11.5. Lundy already rattled off all the reasons why he likes Buffalo Bills in this game and the long string of success they have had against Miami and on also Thursday Night Football games. Give me Josh Allen. Leg numero tres, 200 or more pass yards. Again, I feel he's going to outthrow Tua Tagovailoa in this game in that category. And then give me Josh Allen, 25 or more rush yards. I don't care about the bum offhand. He is going to have that thing padded. He's going to do what he always does, and that's plow through the competition. Dean, any reasons why I'm supporting any of this? We already gave it to you earlier on the pod. So to recap, SGP and the team, Huevos parlay play of the day, under on the all total 61. The Buffalo Bills, plus 11.5. Josh Allen, 200 or more pass yards. Josh Allen, 25 or more rush yards, plus 160. Yeah, very seducing juice there. Available at BetMGM. Elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy, I'm with you on Dalton Kincaid. Anytime touchdown, I grab that at plus 225. So you and I are symbiotic on that.
By the way, real quick, my long shot, Berrios.
Yeah.
Higher. I was wrong. It's plus 600.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to correct myself on that one because it's even hot. I'm telling you, like, if you've got the no sweat, like, throw $5 on it, folks. Like, our good friend, Brad, our good friend Matt Kroll on Monday night had thrown $10 on Alan Lazard to score twice at plus 6,500.
Holy mackerel.
Sometimes the goofy bets are fun, folks.
Was he streaking the streets of Denver? I think he was as a result of that. Holy, I mean, that's insane to have that kind of a foresight to wager not on just one touchdown, but two Lazard touchdowns. Cash money. But that's the whole point of those sweat-free bets. It's free, essentially, and you can roll it into another wager that makes a hell of a lot more sense and probably won't cash the second time around if you did lose the first one. But anyway, I only have one additional bonus time play, and that is Tyreek Hill on the under longest yards for his catch. So that one is sitting at 29.5. It's at a minus 120 juice right now at BetMGM. This is absurd. Really high. And it's all about recency bias. As we all know, was a hell of a drug. You know, he had that monstrous 80-yard reception in week number one. And last year, he went over 29.5 yards on his longest catch 14 times over the course of the season. However, none of those came against the Buffalo Bills. His longest catch registered a season ago against Buffalo, 23 yards. As I told you before, whether it's Christian Benford or it's Rasul Douglas, they've done an excellent job of bracketing. He is going to be a point of emphasis tonight. He may catch a like 15-yard post route, and as you know, he can turn a corner and he gone. But I think his safety help over the top is going to come in, try to cage him, keep him contained, and limit him to a 30-yard gain or longer. So I love Tyreek Hill under 29.5 yards, the longest catch. Remember, Buffalo, number two. I know it's only 1 week of action in, but number two in pass EPA defense after week one. All right, we're out of breath, and I am out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience, would you kindly? Also, fade or follow us on the X. Always try to give it to you there. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. Drink all the tequila, a little suavecito, excellent stuff. I've smashed a few bottles of that in my day. Enjoy a hashtag Tequila Thursday. Make sure you go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up. Check out all Lundy's content all over the damn place, Mile High Sports, locally there in the Denver area. You can check out my radio show as well, BetMGM tonight, 7:11 p.m. Eastern time across Odyssey stations. And I hear we're going to be streaming on the X or the Twitter tonight for a time as well. So for the lovely and talented Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.